1513 eastbound at Salmon and Park.
1513, did you do that battery reset for 5 minutes?
Yes, I did. It did nothing. It sound when I close the rear door from the open position. So when I open it, I hear nothing, but when I close it, I hear the faintest click. But it won't open, the light doesn't turn on.
All right, so the door is, so it's just screaming at you, it's not opening or closing?
Correct, although it's stuck in the closed position, at least.
So you're going back there and touching the bar and it's not opening?
Correct. When I went outside to investigate what was up with, you know, I was looking from the outside the first time before I called you, and the sensor was, like, pushed outwards up at near the top. Tried pushing that back in, but it didn't do anything.
See, so the sensitive edge was pushed out because you shouldn't be able to open it from the outside.
Yeah, the sensitive edge was pushed out. On the 3500s, if you sort of tap it just very gently, you can open it from the outside. But that wasn't what's going on. It was, like, stuck. Like, somebody had somehow held it partially, like, peeled away as it had closed. Like I said, the last guy got off, this was, like, stupid drunk.
Okay, I'm on the phone with maintenance as well, and we're not supposed to be able to get in the 35s by doing that. So if we're doing that, then something might be wrong with that bus. But you shouldn't be able to get in from touching the outside of the 3500. That feature was...
telling you what I have been shown by more experienced drivers than me. But yeah, but that wasn't what I was doing. I was going outside to look at, to see if something was stuck in the door, and it turned out the sensitive edge was stuck in the sensitive edge.
Okay, yeah, I got that. Just info, though, they've disarmed that feature. Like, you're not supposed to be able to get in. There's a beam that has to hit from the inside for those doors to open. So I get that it's not working, and you've tried it from the inside. I can see if the... Let me see what you got going here. Hang on real quick.
I've just got, like, this weird little mini run out to 60th. Do you want me to come back to center and swap buses? What do you want me to do? Or, sorry, you said wait.
No, I hate to say this, but I don't have extras right now, and I can't send you back to the garage. Just do this trip, see if the doors kick in. You can leave the bus turned off for a couple more minutes and see if that helps. Maybe take, I guess it's a van, so it probably wouldn't help moving the rubbers back and forth. Unless one is actually bent, you can kind of just bend it and see if something's hitting the light. Make sure there's no garbage back there in that, you know, the box area. Make sure nothing's back there triggering anything and sending a false signal. And just do the best you can this trip, and hopefully the truck will be clear when you get back downtown, and I can have him check you out super quick, okay?
All right. I will talk to you later.
Yeah, and, you know, just, I know you don't like using just the front door, but we can use the front door only as an entrance and exit if we have to just for this short trip here, okay?
I'm fine with that. It's mostly just that people get grumpy about it. But, yeah, I got that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to set you up with the truck. I'll put you in.